You are listening to the world's most dangerous podcast, the Daily Gator Daily Thought, with my greatest uncle, Doug.
And you are listening to the world's greatest uncle, Doug Hagen of the Daily Gator Daily Thought. That was my niece, Savannah Grace, who is 8. And she has graciously done an introduction to my podcast. She is the light of my life. Great kid. And already learning that people on the left are, well, they're kind of loony. And she's picking herself up on her own. I'm not pumping her mind full of information. But speaking of loony, let's go to Florida University where some leftists, they're triggered and they're trying to scare everybody because of Second Amendment Week on their campus. And welcome again to the Daily Gator Daily Thought. Let's get right into it. Let's get right into making fun of triggered, butthurt leftists at Florida Gulf Coast University. This is taken with a big hat tip from Bearing Arms. And the problem, apparently, is that while you've seen all the leftists out with their March for Our Lives and Not One More and all the other useless hashtags and BS they spew, and for all the arrogance and condescension from David Hogg and his 7-inch biceps and Cameron Caskey and the rest of the crew over there. By the way, a lot of kids in that school apparently are going to a teacher or teachers, and saying, you know, these kids don't speak for us. But, of course, the media is swooning over these high school students. And it's amazing to watch because the high school students they're swooning over are, well, first, they're the most brilliant people ever. Why weren't they around instead of our founders? Why can't we just follow them? Until someone even disagrees with them, then it's, oh, my God, they're just children. How dare you attack children? That's how the left wins debates. They're not going to win a debate with me that way because I don't play their BS games. The high school kids are big enough to speak up and be used by the left. then they're big enough to take some criticism. Okay, and they certainly have done their damnedest to shut out students who disagree with them from the, because you don't see them speaking. You don't see them, do you? But this is an extension of all that. This is at, again, Florida Gulf Coast University. FGCU's Second Amendment Week, put on by some college Republicans, intends to spark discussion about the right of Americans to bear arms, educate college students about gun laws, and provide other solutions to gun violence that don't infringe on the rights of others. Well, stop right there. The leftists are going to be triggered already. If you can't infringe on the natural rights of Americans, they're not into it. That's all they're about. They don't believe in natural rights. They don't believe in individual liberty. They're collectivists, the polar opposite of individualists, which people like me are. People like the founders were. So let's continue here. On Monday, the College Republicans held an event where gun retailers, oh, the big gun lobby, the NRA, gun retailer, oh my God, blood on their hands, right? The gun retailers came to campus. They answered questions from students about the process of obtaining a firearm. Now, according to the left, of course, you can pretty much anyone can buy a gun anytime they want, any type of gun they want. That's what the left always says. The left always tries to hang the false accusation that the NRA and its members and responsible gun owners of other Second Amendment groups, Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America, etc., etc. They always try to say their policy is guns for everyone everywhere, which is complete and utter BS. Complete and utter lies. The event at Florida Gulf Coast University was called Ask Our Gun Retailer Anything. Now, it's meant for greater understanding. To those who didn't know much, education is key. If anything, about the process of purchasing a firearm. In other words, background checks, age limits, restrictions, etc., etc., etc. Because let's face it, gun retailers don't want guns sold illegally. They don't want them used illegally. They don't want straw purchases. Gun dealers, gun stores don't want that. The NRA doesn't want that. No responsible gun owner wants that. Because it's bad, because that means somebody's breaking the law. They are therefore a criminal. Now, we continue with the bearing arms piece. Furthermore, it will allow some gun grabbers to see that these retailers are actually people, not monsters. This may help lessen the demonization of their possession, or excuse me, their profession and gun owners in general, which the left has been demonizing like crazy. And yes, when you demonize the NRA to the level you demonize the NRA leftists, you are demonizing its members, because the most powerful thing about the NRA is its 5 million plus members. By the way, I am one, a proud one. The biggest thing about us is we vote. And we vote against politicians who don't respect the Second Amendment and vote for politicians who support the Second Amendment. There was a complete schedule of Second Amendment Week from the College Republicans Facebook page. That page has been taken down. It's the Facebook post is no longer there, no longer available. Who knows why it was gone? Maybe we could ask Zuckerberg while he's testifying before Congress. But from the Naples Daily News, they interviewed FGCU College Republicans Executive Director Max Rentegren. Sounds like a painkiller. Now, extra strength, Max Rentegren. Kick your headache in the ass. But they asked him about the upcoming week. And he said, not all millennials and college students are marching for gun control, said Rentegren, who's 24. In fact, a lot of us disagree, and I think that there's another way to go about it, and that gun control is not helping at all. Well, of course it doesn't help. If it helped the violent crime rate, gun crime rate, stabbing rate, etc., etc., wouldn't be skyrocketing in England. Huh. While it's going down, down, down here, more guns sold, more people carrying guns, over 16 million Americans carry firearms legally. And guess what? Not only did they not commit any crimes, the number is infant, just tiny. I can't say the word I was trying to say. I apologize. Mouth dysfunction syndrome. It happens. So not only is that happening, but where they do have gun control, the crimes, violent crimes, are skyrocketing. Rentegren, who is a senior, said many college campuses are liberal-leaning, and that makes some young conservatives fearful about voicing their opinion. Well, given the way that some leftists act by verbally assaulting, berating, threatening, sometimes assaulting, no wonder. But do not fear. Do not give up your liberty over fear. Max says he's not really afraid because he doesn't care what anyone thinks about me, really. I'm the same way. We all need to be more of a, well, we need to have the attitude that when someone vociferously attacks us or a character tries to slam us, comes up with all this garbage at us, we need to learn two words. Screw you. And the first word would be an F word. I'm not going to say it on the podcast, but that should be our basic response to their outrage, is screw you. He continues, if people think I'm evil because I give my opinions, that's their loss. In other words, tough caca. While Rentegren and conservative students are excited about the events this week, there are other students, like Brian Oliva Infante. Does it ever strike you as odd, listeners? It seems that a lot of times when a person has a hyphenated last name, they tend to be on the left side of the spectrum. Now, Brian Oliva Infante is the president of the FGCU College Marxist, College Democrats. Really no difference anymore. They are less enthused about the event. While Oliva Infante told the Naples Daily News that he supports every student's First Amendment rights to free speech. You see the butt coming? You see the giant Jennifer Lopez-sized butt coming here? You see it? He finds it troubling that the college Republicans are dedicating an entire week to promoting pro-Second Amendment positions. Yeah, he's not into that. I freedom of speech, okay, but man, a week? That's a lot, man. Now, he says it's admirable that the college Republicans plan to host an event that will allow all voices on a gun issue to be heard, unlike with the left, which has their events for their side, and then they scream at the other side when they try to speak to shut up. Or they try to attack somebody or rush the stage. Really mature people. Really ideologically and intellectually insecure, the left is. Oliva Infante said if his schedule allows, he will attend the panel discussion on gun control. But he also said the gun range event and the empty holster day are troubling. See, again, in the list that was on Facebook that is now deleted for whatever reason, there was a day they were going to have the gun range. let people shoot firearms, things like that. Educational stuff. And the empty holster day, they were going to students who support concealed carry on campus were going to carry around, wear an empty holster to signify how they have been disarmed by stupid rules, state laws, college rules, whatever, university rules, whatever the case. Oliva Infante continued, of course, I am all for the First Amendment freedom of speech. I think everyone should be able to speak their mind and their side of the story. Really? Really? An entire week centered around this and also having a social event at a gun range? It definitely raises some red flags. Well, what red flags? You know how many gun ranges there are in America, Mr. Oliva Infante? How many thousands there are? and when's the last time you read a story about anyone at a gun range shooting anybody, flipping out, even accidentally shooting somebody? I'm sure it does happen. It has to. I mean, the law of averages has to catch up at some time. but it's such a tiny number that it's not even worth discussing really. Again, I'm sure there are accidents, I'm sure, but red flags over what? Because you're a hoplophobe, Mr. Olivia Infante? Because you're afraid of guns? Or you just hate that people own guns? Because there's nothing that should raise any red flag. It's a normal behavior. I don't know how many Americans go to gun ranges all day. I would imagine it's in the tens of thousands every day. And again, over 16 million Americans carry firearms. You always hear the left say, oh, guns, 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 there's so many guns, there's so many. Yet, if there were 15 million AR-15s out there, number may be higher, that's an estimate I read, with that many, and the AR-15 is so dangerous, there would be slaughter on a wholesale level every day in this country in every major city. I mean, we would have shootings all the time. But we don't. Violent crime has been going down, 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 down. And gun ownership, carrying firearms, more lax gun laws in many parts of the country, open carry and constitutional carry, which is being able to carry without a permit, as long as you are a law-abiding citizen, can pass the background check to buy a firearm, obviously. That's been going up. More and more states have that. So where's the bloodshed we always hear about? See, the facts belie the left. The left's always saying one of their big things now is, well, the CDC just get guns as a health issue. Well, they want to cook the books and be able to say, see, we got to get rid of guns because health issue. But the fact is, the CDC, remember when Obama had his executive orders on gun control? One of them was for the CDC to look into gun violence, gun deaths. And they said that the number of Americans annually that use firearms to defend themselves was 500,000 and up. I believe they said up to possibly 3 million. They said that the use of firearms in self-defense is common in America. So even the CDC, which the left thinks will damn guns, and is they see the CDC as something that is controlled by the left, so it will say what they want it to say. Even they are saying, hey, what? They're actually defeating some of the gun control mantras, some of the gun control idiocy. But yet this event triggers, it raises red flags. Again, that's just language the left throws out there. It's just language they throw out there to scare people. Everything they do is built around smearing their opponents, their ideological opposites, in some way or another. Make them feel unhinged, angry, bitter, out of control, dangerous, radical, extreme. But more and more Americans are seeing through that BS. More Americans are seeing the left for what it is. One thing that happens when a Republican's in the White House, the left gets crazier. Their craziness level goes up and it shows more. The mask slips more. And that is a good thing for us. See, the biggest reason I support, besides the principle of natural laws and natural rights, the biggest reason I support freedom of speech for liberals, I shouldn't say liberals, I should say leftists, excuse me. Liberals actually love America, and they're actually civil. Leftists hate America, they're uncivil. And yes, the left is evil. One reason I support their freedom of speech is that I want people, normal people, average people, people who may be Democrats, people who are kind of middle of the road, people who are non-political really. I want them to hear exactly what these leftists say. Because the more leftism shows itself, the more Americans recoil from it and reject it. And that's all I got, my friends. I'm going to be back in a day or two with another one of these, hopefully. Goodbye. God bless. Thank you for listening. And yes, as always, if you're left, you just ain't right. And as always, go Gators. Y'all have a good one.